blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Thank you for joining us again this week. This world is not my home. Last week, we learned about how important it is for us to have a safe journey back home to the Lord in heaven. Judging from some of our listeners' reaction from all over the world, it turned out that this is a very important topic for all of us. So if you have not listened to that message, I urge you to visit our YouTube channel or our Facebook page, Faith Wallet Ministry, and listening to this message. So today is a continuation of that message. May the Lord bless you and keep you as you are listening to this message. Amen. When I was growing up, one of my favorite songs was sung by Jim Reeves. It is called "This World is Not My Home." The title of the song impacted my life, even though I did not fully understand its implication. The first stanza of the song's lyric goes like this: "This world is not my home. I am just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels become me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." The lyrics of this song drive the point of this message home. This is a universal statement. It applies to all of us. It applies to me. It applies to you. It applies to the poor, to the rich, to the high, and to the low in our society. This message is for the president and for the pauper. It is for the emperor, the queen, and for the peasant. This message is for the landlord, the landlady, and the housemaid. This world is not our home. Yes, we are just passing by. This world is not our home. Among all the disobedience, the racism, the wickedness, the killings, it is imperative to think that many people forget, ignore, or are concerned about the fact that we are on a journey and that we are travelers and that this world is not our home. We are just passing through. Oh yes, we are just passing through. It is a mistake for any of us to forget. It is a costly mistake for all of us to forget or ignore this fact. In this journey of life, there are two roads in front of us: the way of life and prosperity, or the path of death and destruction. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 15, make that clear. So as you are living in this world, you need to choose your road wisely. Our Lord Jesus Christ warned us about two gates on our way to eternity. The narrow gate and the wide gate. The book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 to 14 said, quote, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that lead to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that lead to life, and only very few find it." So as a traveler in this world, our Lord is telling you that the way that leads to everlasting is narrow, and very few people are traveling on it. He tells us that the way that leads to everlasting destruction is broad and wide and is full of travelers. The question is, have you asked yourself, which way are you traveling right now? If you are on the wrong path, it is not too late to turn back. Make a U-turn right now. Leave the wide and easy road and return to the Lord in the narrow path. Are you wondering which path you are on right now? The following identification will definitely help you. If you have a relationship with the Lord, you are on the right path. The path of the Lord is the path of peace. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and follow and obey to our Lord Jesus Christ, you are on the right path. It is the path of salvation. Jim Reeves might say correctly that this world is not our home, but he neglects to mention how to get to heaven, because heaven is not for everybody. Heaven is the place God has prepared for those who believe, obey, follow, and trust Jesus Christ. Heaven is a place no one can imagine the beauty, the glory, the joy, and the peace. It is a place prepared for those who love God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. For those of us that are believers in the Lord, we need to stand firm. Stand firm for Jesus Christ. He is the perfecter of our faith. Don't allow the division, the hatred, the sin, the evil of this world, don't allow it to divert you. Don't allow it to fall you down. For those that are yet to come to Jesus Christ, please do it today. Our Lord is the only way. If you are afraid of where you will spend your eternity, fear no more. Just come to the Lord. Repent from all your sins. Ask for forgiveness of sin. Come to the Lord today. It does not matter how big or how long is your sin. When you repent, He will forgive you. Our Lord's grace is bigger than your sin. If you come to Him, He will not reject you. That was His promise in John chapter 3, verse 37. Jesus has plan, good plan for you. So does Satan. Satan has a bad plan for you. Satan's job is to make you fail, knock you down, and make you part of hell in this journey of life. But our Lord wants you to be a citizen of heaven. And He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our Advocate. You are alive on this planet today, according to the will of God, to serve, represent, worship, love, and obey your God. One day, you will return to the Creator. This is the fact we all need to live with every day. In this journey of life, there are many obstacles There are many temptations. There are many failures. The fact is, God is faithful and He will take care of you if you can trust Him. In this journey of life, sometimes things change, plans fail. The joy can fade and the excitement can go away. Then you begin to ask why. Why, Lord? But when you look above, all the worries is going to depart because God is always there for you. In life, no matter what you are going through, have faith and believe that your sorrows won't last forever. Because what time does not heal, God will. You belong to a loving, protective Father. God, who is everywhere, keep watch over you and is always ready to listen when you pray to Him. When you talk to Him, He will listen to you. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for always being there for us through the ups and downs of our life. He never loses us. There were times we were so weak, but He still held our hands and said to our hearts, "Child, I love you forever." Thank you, Jesus Christ. And thank you for listening to this message. May the Lord bless you and favor you. May the joy, peace, and salvation of Jesus Christ be with you and with your family. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotami of Faith Wallet Ministry. Share this message. If you are blessed, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, Word of God. You need to visit our Facebook page one of these days. Every day we post encouraging Word of God in our Facebook page. Till next week, stay blessed. Thank you.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.